Welcome to Happy Inside. It's Michelle here, bringing you 11 years of clinical experience in gut-focused therapy and embodied psychotherapy. We're talking about the emotional, behavioral, and psychological aspects of gut disorders, chronic conditions, chronic stress and anxiety. All those conversations you've been waiting to have are happening here. We're going to talk directly about gut symptoms today. I know I don't often do a lot of that because actually gut symptoms are literally that. They are a symptom of something else that is, you know, causing the body to respond and react like that. So in my work, we're coming back to the very core, the main cause of those symptoms rather than, you know, trying to placate the symptom. We want to really address it right down at the root, which means we get it out its foundation, and that gives us an opportunity to overcome it permanently, which is great, right? So this is a behavior that I see very commonly in my clinic, and I want to talk about it today. It's this anxiety reinforcement around gut symptoms. And this is really prominent with people who experience diarrhea predominant symptoms. So if you have diarrhea, this episode is non-negotiable for you. If you don't have diarrhea but you have any other symptoms, I guarantee you'll still get something out of this episode. But here's the thing. We're going to imagine it like this first. So just say you have anxiety about leaving the house or going somewhere where you don't know about bathroom availability, right? And it gets to this day when you have an outing coming up. You arrive at this day, you've got this outing, and you immediately begin to worry and stress and panic about how you're going to manage with that outing. And when you worry and stress and panic, guess what happens? You get an onset of symptoms. So your gut starts moving faster, you feel nauseous, you get the griping pains, you might find yourself sitting on the toilet. So you end up with that onset of symptoms. And then because of that, you decide not to go. You think, you know what, I'm just going to be better off staying home. You decide not to go, you stay home, and guess what happens? You get a reduction of anxiety. You go, oh, that's a relief. You know, I feel more relaxed. And when you get a reduction of anxiety, you also get a reduction of symptoms. And that right there is the reinforcement of the anxiety, right? We don't want to be doing that because all you've done is reinforced that the only way to overcome the anxiety is to limit my life, is to really narrow things down. And that becomes a problem in itself. Also, that's something that I see a lot of. There's so many limitations and a real, incapacity to participate in life, essentially. And so life gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And I bet you have this experience, right? It gets harder to go out. You get more anxious because you've reinforced the anxiety. So you've reinforced that behavior that if I'm anxious and then I don't go, then I feel better. But it also means you've reinforced lots of other things that are very unhelpful, like a lack of trust in yourself, a lack of capacity to cope, a lack of capacity to regulate yourself so that you don't have symptoms or anxiety, you know, that creates symptoms in the first place. Imagine that. I mean, I know that's what you want, right? You want to be able to go out, have a good time, not even be preoccupied at all about where's the bathroom or what am I going to eat or how do I get home. You know, like how nice would it be to go out and just go out and just enjoy the company of other people or the environment that you're in or whatever it is that you're doing. And that's really where we want to get you back to. So I'm going to keep emphasizing this point because I want to normalize it for you, that this is so normal. These ingrained patterns of behavior are really normal for people who experience gut symptoms and, you know, other chronic illnesses, right? This doesn't just happen around diarrhea. This can happen around pain. What happens if I go out and I find myself in an incredible amount of pain and I don't want to be embarrassed or bring attention to me in front of other people, or just being out in public brings me more anxiety and so, you know, I fear the situation more. There's lots of different circumstances that this could be happening for you. But driving home that message, which is it's normal, it's not healthy or helpful or beneficial or effective, but it's very normal, because what you're attempting to do is look after yourself. To reduce your symptoms down, you know, to feel better, essentially, to not put yourself in difficult circumstances. But it can't continue. And that's where I come in, right? This is a lot of the work that I do, that we really get down to the nitty-gritty of this and understand what your fears are and the behaviors that are woven in, you know, what your avoidance behaviors are, what your anxiety reinforcement is. We really need to understand these concepts and why you're doing them and what you're trying to achieve, right? Because there are more effective ways to reduce down your anxiety, to reduce down your symptoms, to feel comfortable, to feel safe. There are ways that we can help reduce that down, and you can still go out and participate in life and have a good time. So there's options here, right? I don't want you to think that you're stuck, because I bet you do feel stuck. But I also want you to have the hope and to know that this is an easy workaround, actually. It's quite easy. It's very easy to work through. I mean, it takes a commitment from you. Once we figure out what it is that we need to do, you know, then I support you in how to apply that. You know, how do I get through those moments? How do I do something differently that allows me to reduce my anxiety, you know, and to not have that kind of onset or exacerbation of symptoms that comes with the anxiety? So I've got you. I'm here for you. We can definitely unravel this for you. That is easy peasy, not a problem at all. And as I've said before, if you're feeling like, oh, you've been struggling alone, you don't know where to turn, but you could really use some support on this, then that's why I'm here. That's why this podcast exists. You can find me at happyinside.com.au. All my details are there. You can book in with me. There's a lot of options, right? So I hope to be meeting you soon, and we can absolutely conquer this for you, because you deserve to feel much better than you do right now.